How was your health?
It's very good, thank you.
How serious was it?
It was, you know, it was a, I think, a serious concussion.
But
hopefully.
The clot, in addition, if the
yes.
clot had dislodged.
Well, can I tell you, that was a scary point.
You had trouble with vision.
I had, because of the force of the fall, I had double vision for a short period of time, and I had some dizziness.
Did you have trouble talking?
No, I had no problems. The only thing I had
headaches.
No, I didn't have any of that. I felt fine, and I felt it was kind of silly that I was supposed to stay in bed. I ran into Congressman Paul Ryan at the inauguration last year. And I had read he was this great athlete. And I said, Congressman, did you ever have a concussion? He goes, oh, yes. He said, I had several, I think three. And the last one was serious, but my mother was smart enough to make me stay in. Because what happens to athletes, soldiers, young people in car accidents, all the reasons why people get concussions, is they kind of shake it off. And I felt like, you know, I can get back up. I can go to work. And the doctor said, no, you're going to stay and rest, because then you will have a complete recovery. So fast forward, I go home for Christmas, go to New York for Christmas, and I want to go back to work. And so my doctors say, okay, let's just do an MRI to make sure that everything's healing as we think it is. So here's what they say. They say, the good news is the concussion is totally resolving. Like we told you, it's going to be fine. The bad news is you've developed a clot behind your right ear, and you must immediately go to the hospital because we have to immediately put you on blood thinners.
Because you'd had a clot in your right leg before
I had.
When you were traveling.
I
Are
had.
They related?
Yes.
So blood thinners now.
Blood thinners, yeah.
For life.
Probably, but I don't mind because I don't ever want to have to go through that again.
So no lingering effects?
No lingering effects.
Of any kind?
Nope.
So you would release your medical records if you ran for president?
I would do what other candidates have done, absolutely.
And what would you like to say to Karl Rove about your brain?
That I know he was called Bush's brain in one of the books written about him, and I wish him well.
Age,
yes. Isn't it great to be our age?
Mitch McConnell said at one point that 2016 will be the return of the Golden Girls.
That was a very popular, long-running TV series.